The question was asked, how do we understand that Avram stood strong when they challenged him with the furnace? He wasn't scared by the furnace. He stood his ground. Yet, he was scared of Pharaoh and Avimelech, and he said, Sarah's my sister. So I think the points are very different. When Avram is being challenged to renege on his faith, Avram is told, either accept paganism or die. Avram says, I will not accept paganism, it is wrong. And if you threaten to kill me, well, that doesn't change the fact that it's wrong. I will not accept it. And then they actually throw him into the furnace, and Avram does not know that God will save him. He has no idea. And nonetheless, it was worth it to stand his ground, even at the cost of death. When they're traveling into Egypt, well, technically, if Sarah gets abducted, so we have a concept that if a person is not active in a sin, if they're passive, if a sin is being done unto them, they don't have to give up their life rather than sin. You have the same idea with Queen Esther. She was Mordechai's wife. So technically, adultery is something that one should rather give up one's life rather than commit. But Esther was passive. And when one is passive, then one does not have to give up one's life rather than commit, then allow the crime, the sin to be committed with them. So Avram is entering Pharaoh's territory. One of the things that is a recurring theme and is a very important theme throughout Tanakh is that we don't know God's ways. God's ways are hidden from us. As much as we learn the Torah, and the Torah gives us certain formulas, at the end of the day, we don't know what God is going to do next. So Avram doesn't know, is God going to intercede on his behalf or not? Part of the challenge of a Jew, part of the challenge of humanity, is that you never know. You're sitting here and you're asking yourself, is Syria going to shoot chemical warfare at us? Are chemical weapons going to be used against Israel? Syria is saying it will. So we're sitting here in Jerusalem and we don't know. We don't have a prophet come and tell us, here's what's going to happen. We don't know. We have to contend with that unknown. And all of life is, to a large degree, contending with unknowns. When Avram goes down to Egypt, there's a famine. And God does not come and tell Avram, hey, don't worry, there's going to be famine, but it'll all work out. On the contrary, God tells Avram, go travel to Canaan. Things will be good. You'll become a great nation. You'll be wealthy. You'll have children. Avram walks into the land of Canaan, and for the first time in world history, there's a famine. Boom. God told him, go, it'll be good. And yet, he walks into Canaan, and there's a famine. Avram spends all his savings traveling down to Egypt. He's in debt. But God told him, you'll be wealthy, you'll have kids. Where's the wealth? Where are the kids? He's worse off economically than he was before he packed his bags. So now Avram's entering Egypt. What's he supposed to think? God will take care of things. I got nothing to worry about. God does take care of things, but that doesn't mean he has nothing to worry about. He has a responsibility to do the best he can. And being that here, he is not forced to give up his life for anything. So he has to find the best way to make it work. And that's what he does. He says, she's my sister. Of course he's scared of Pharaoh. God didn't give him a guarantee when he was thrown into the furnace that he would live, nor that things would work out in Egypt. On the contrary, God said, go to Canaan and things will be good. And they weren't. So then Avram has to work with this fact that even after God has spoken to him, God is still testing him, and he does not know how God intends to play it out. So God tells him, go offer your son. Is he supposed to know that God means to say, you'll offer and I won't accept? I'll tell you, take the ram instead. How's he supposed to know? He doesn't know. Now he has to deal with that unknown. God said, go offer. Okay, he goes offers. Very hard. So one of the great hardships of all the tests of Avram is that he does not have that crystal ball. He does not know the end of the story, and he does not know what God is planning. And so he has to deal with the mundane world, including Pharaoh and Avimelech, with the real fear and threat that they can harm him. And in fact, they do. To some degree, they do. And God does not intervene. You see that even Nimrod could have him incarcerated for 10 years and God didn't intervene. Yeah? Okay.